Welcome to episode 115 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Some weeks ago, I published a test review feature which talked about the water-to-go filtration system. Well, some weeks before that write-up went live, I headed out to photograph one of these drinking bottles on the outskirts of a local village here on the south coast. The purpose of this was twofold. Firstly, I needed illustrative shots to go with the article, and secondly, I had to supply the company in question with some images for their own marketing activities. The conditions were arguably not perfect that day, especially given the sleet and low temperature, but what I came away with perfectly illustrated the product in its natural surroundings. This week's show, then, is a look back to the process involved and follows me as I walk through fields, jump over rivers and battle with the elements, all in search of the perfect pictures. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 115. It's just about 1:45 in the afternoon, and I am in the middle of a field. Not unusual for me, as you might imagine. And the reason I'm in the middle of the field is because I'm just about to take some photographs of a particular product as illustrations for a test and review item. Now, before I get into details about that, I just want to explain one thing. You know that on occasions I'll explain to you that I'll apologise for the interference from any sort of sound, popping sound from the wind. I'm experimenting today. I have a sort of a windshield, wind popper, whatever you want to call it, on the microphone. It's a little microphone that clips onto the front of my jacket. And as I say, it's nothing glamorous. It's that sort of fake fur stuff that you get in haberdasheries or clothes shops. That sort of thing. Anyway, giving it a bit of a try. I did a little test as I was walking along. I'm still walking along. And it seemed to work okay. So hopefully what that should do is give you nice clear sound, because the wind is sort of blowing around a little bit. But it will give you nice clear sound, but without that interference. Anyway, that said, let's get back to the point that I'm out here. I am walking along, funnily enough, through a cow field at the moment, dodging all the cow dungs. Got my walking boots on, and I'm trying to find a location for these shots. Now, you can probably hear in the background there's sort of a motorway. Not ideal, but it might give you some idea of the location. I'm actually on the outskirts of a village here in Hampshire, and what I'm looking for is there's a river running along here, and the product in question is made by a company called Water2Go, and I am photographing this bottle for illustrative shots for the test and review, and also the guys are going to be using some of these pictures for their own marketing. And I want to obviously photograph this item in context. I could set it up with a nice white background and nice studio lighting and all the rest of it, but you know, that's not the point. That's not how you wouldn't see the product like that in its natural sort of environment, shall we say. So what I'm doing here, I'm just walking along this field and following the course of the river as best I can, because obviously there are fences that divide portions of the various fields here, and I'm trying to photograph the stream in a way that it gives a bit of depth. It gives me scope for setting up the bottle to kind of show the bottle in its best light. I should probably explain, this bottle is quite clever. It's you can get clean drinking water. It filters out 99.9% of nasties out of the water. So if you're camping and there's a mountain stream or just a river or something, you can use it for that, and it's it does the job great. So anyway, all this introductory waffle is just to say that I'm having a wander along, looking at the stream. I've just seen another area of the stream which would be good, but it's a case of whether I can get across the field. I think what I'm going to do is just found a break in the fence, and it's a bit sneaky, because I probably, truth be told, shouldn't be jumping across these fences, but you know, what's the expression? Do first ask for forgiveness or something like that. So I'm just going to have a little look at where I can get across to this other part of the stream, because I've just spotted that as much as it's nice here, it would take me into the field that doesn't have cows, so they're not likely to have peed down into the stream. And it also means that, where I've just seen, the water is flowing quite quickly, which you always, when you're gathering water, ideally it's good if you can find flowing water. So I'm just about to leap across a stream. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop for the moment, and I will catch up with you guys just as soon as I find the location where I want to take the pictures, and then we'll talk a bit of technique. Okay, so, wow, I have found an area that is about as ideal as I could have hoped for. Hopefully, in the background, you can hear the sound of running water. Let's get a little bit close without falling in. There you go, can you hear that? That is not the sound of a waterfall. That is not the sound of a weir. That is the sound of water which has come from a river which has burst its banks. We haven't had rain for a little while now, so it must have really kind of built up. But that is the sound of this water, which is essentially runoff. Now, I am faced with a beautiful dilemma in that I have got several options here. All this is all well and good, of course, as long as the rain doesn't suddenly come down. It's not forecast. It's meant to be about 1 degree, and it's feeling like about -2 with a wind chill. So now I've got to kind of think on my feet a little bit and see where I'm going to go, because I've got the main river to my left, and I actually don't have any gaiters or waders on, so I can't, unfortunately, get down into the river, which would be quite nice. I've put my bags, my bag and tripod bag down. I'm just going to try. Oh, incidentally, for those of you who are concerned, because I know a lot of you sort of watch out for my welfare, I didn't fall in the river when I jumped over the fence, so that was a win. So what I'm trying to do now is just find my way across. I think I'm going to have to kind of jump. There's like a still water kind of puddle, as it were. It's probably about 3 foot deep, but it's just where the water's gathered. So I'm just going to jump across. There we go. Whew. And now, now I am down onto the river bed, and I've just gone up to my ankles in mud. Not as dry as I thought it would be, but that's okay, I don't mind. So, this, I'm not going to go any further. My trousers are a bit damp. You know, this is what happens. You have to try these things out and see what's going to work and what's not. Like I said, I didn't wear my gaiters. I nearly always wear gaiters. And I didn't, and what's happened is I've gone up to my ankles in mud. So what I'm going to do is just backtrack very carefully, because with every step, my feet are sinking. I'm going to grab hold of the bank here. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, there we go. Ah, that didn't work. But you got to try these things. So what I was trying to do is to get down by the, actually by the water's edge. So we'll rule that out. I'm just going to jump up here. Just going to wash my feet off a little bit, because I can. Oh dear. I'm not too worried about getting mucky and dirty. It happens, you know. The boots I'm wearing, they are some high-tech boots which are also on review. So hey, look, it's real-world testing, right? So, I'm just going to make sure that, have a look at my recorder, make sure that I'm still speaking to you guys, not just waffling to myself. There we go, that appears to be working fine. So let's have a rethink. Can't cross here. It's a lot sort of firmer underfoot. Just basically what's happened, I think, is where they've kind of got this banking, where they've obviously excavated some land to make the water run off, it's given a bit of a vantage point, which is really nice. So I'm just going to get a little bit down to the bank here. What I'm trying to do is find a point where I can put the bottle, shoot fairly wide, so that I've got the river in the background. I'm going to do several shots here. This is going to be a little bit tricky. I'm just going to jump across again, across to another area. That's fine. Okay, so this is starting to work now. I'm starting to find the angles as I walk along. I've got one sort of in front of me. The point is I need to make this look like a river. I mean, it is a river. It's the runoff through the field. But there's one area that I really want to get to, and I just need to be sure that I can get over there. Let me just check my feet. Okay, I'm going to take a risk now, jump across another, loose underfoot here. Jump across. There we go. Right, could that work? Yeah, that could work. Right, we have found location. I know I said before that I was going to talk about technique, but all of this kind of jumping around trying to find my spot has taken a bit more time, so I will honestly get back to you in a moment once I've set up my camera, maybe some lighting as well. Once I've got my bearings, then I can get straight to the point and tell you what's going on. Okay, so the first shot I'm going to do is going to be a very quick little handheld shot. What I have here is a Nikon D800 with a 24-25mm lens, and I'm shooting at ISO 100 at the moment. I've got the bottle, because what I want to show with the bottle is how it comes out of the pack, as it were, so sort of in its clean state. We're just going to have a very quick shot of the from above, just showing the bottle. It shows water to go on there, it shows the filter, which is still unwrapped. I'm going to be shooting at F8 for the moment. Let's just have a quick look. Actually, no, not F8, let's go down to, right, what I'm going to do is put it up to ISO 400. F8 is giving me a 60th of a second. That's plenty for hand holding, good depth of field. Quick shot there. There we are. Let's have a quick look and see what that's looking like. I'm going to zoom in. That's lovely. Really nice and sharp. Haven't got any exposure compensation on at the moment. That's looking nice. Highlights are all in order. Good. One simple shot that allows me to kind of crop in if I want. Anything like that. So that's it. Got the spout up there. It basically shows everything. That is the first shot. So I'm going to put the camera back on the tripod just for the moment, because it's got a quick release, which does really help. It means that I can just quickly have the camera sort of resting, as it were. I'm just going to go back to the bottle, and I'm going to take the remove wrapper before use sticker. Let me just check. We've got a bit of tape on here. Just unpick that. See, now a lot of people might say, why are you doing these shots when it's not being used? Didn't you say that you need to show it in situ and what have you? Well, that's very true, but of course I want to make sure that I've got sort of reference shots, record shots of the whole process, the whole all the stages. Now, it doesn't mean that these pictures necessarily are going to be used, but it, you know, if I didn't take them, I would just be a bit sort of probably really wishing that I had taken them. So that's why I do it. It's easier to take shots with a new product, before you use it. You can't then go back. So nothing on the little label. I'm just going to put that in my pocket. Going to fold that up out the way. There we go. And now essentially what I'm going to do is just do a repeat shot of what I had before. And this time it's just showing the filter that's now exposed. The water filter, basically, as I said before, it just cleans the water, gets rid of all the nasty little bugs and stuff. So I'm just going to look at the back of the camera and match up the shot that I had before, roughly. It doesn't have to be exact. There we go. This actually is probably the shot that would be used rather than the one with the label. The label isn't really of great interest to most people. So we're just going to do a quick shot. Going to go same settings again. Got the branding on there. That's looking good. Here we go. Just zooming in. And quick shot there. Have a quick look on the back of the camera. Near as damn it, exactly framing. The same. Check for focus. That's right, that's lovely. I think, let's have a look. Yeah, that's fine. What I'm going to do now, and as I say, my trousers are already mucky, so I'm not that worried about sort of getting down on my knees and whatnot now. So, going to just go in close, do a quick shot of that filter. Kind of getting into macro settings now. Just showing the filter. I'm going to take my aperture down to 5.6. Quick grab shot there. Let's have another one, just reframe it a bit better. There we go, that's nice. We're going to have a quick look at the back of the camera. That shows the filter nicely. I just want to go change the aperture, going to move to F8 just to get a bit more sharpness in there. Same framing essentially. Get the water to go branding in there, that's nice. And we just go a little bit closer just as a detail shot. There we go. So, that, spot on, lovely. So, now that that is done, I can have fun with the main shots. I will put the camera back as I did before. It's always nice to follow some sort of a method. There we go. So now what I've got to work out is how to get the shots with the water and everything in the background. So what I'm going to do is, again, I'm going to set up my next position and I will get back to you just as soon as I'm ready to talk a bit more. Okay, so what I have done now is switch the lens. I've now got the D800 with an 80 to 200 mounted on my tripod, which is a Gitzo Series 2 Traveller. The tripod is now sort of, the legs are splayed so that the tripod is probably sitting to position the camera about a foot and a half above the ground. And in front of me, I've got the bottle propped up on this grassy bank area. And just beyond, probably about 3 foot behind that, is the water sort of cascading down where there's a slight drop. So you've got the water rolling over there and the white foam sort of beneath. The plan is, as I kneel down to the camera, switch this on, I'm setting the ISO to right down to ISO 100, because what I want is a slower shutter speed that allows me to, obviously the bottle isn't going anywhere, and the camera is rooted to the tripod, that's nice and sturdy, but I want the water to blur. And a lot of you, this will be second nature, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but a lot of you, I know, you know, it's this is kind of new to you, and it's you're going to be asking how you do that. So slow shutter speeds allow water to record as movement. This is how you see all this really nice kind of eerie, mystic, swirling water, waterfalls and beaches and what have you. So I have got my camera set up for an aperture to begin with, at least, because I haven't done any test shots yet. I have an aperture of f11. What I also have with my camera here is a remote switch, so I don't have to touch the camera when I take the picture, so we don't want any movement of the camera whatsoever. Got a bit of sleep coming towards me at the moment. I don't think that's going to record on the pictures, so I'm just going to frame up the bottle so it's just off center. Make sure the focus is confirmed there and lock the focus off. We are looking at f11, a 13th of a second, and I can use what's known as a depth of field preview just to have a look what's going on in the background. And I can see that there is detail of the waterfall. It's not out of focus, so what I'm going to do is a quick shot, 13th of a second, there we go, and that's written, and that's lovely. Really, really nice. Just going to double check the focus. Focus is looking good. Lovely. Just going to do another shot, just because one thing that you kind of want to watch is autofocus is great, but bear in mind that the strongest and the most effective autofocus point in your camera is the one right in the center of your viewfinder as you look at a scene. If you start going to the edges, even on these super
fantastic whiz-bang cameras, you know, you have to take ultimate control. So I could go on to manual focus, but I'm going to trust the autofocus. Just going to use the center autofocus sensor. That's fine. And I'm going to reposition the camera. Now the focus is essentially locked. So the way that I do this is I've made sure that that is absolutely sharp. It's reframed. I'm switching the camera to manual focus so that the focus isn't going to shift. And then there's that shot. So I'm going to zoom in to there. Essentially the same aperture. And that is absolutely fine. What I'm going to do is change my aperture again, just to give me a bit of variation. I'm going to go to f16, and again the focus hasn't changed, so I'm going to do a quick shot there. That's written to the card. Oops, too many buttons here. Not a lot of difference, other than that's getting better. The focus is just picking up on things. So what I'm going to do, actually, why not? Because I can. f22, a third of a second. And what I'm going to do is, just to make sure I haven't sort of accidentally adjusted the focus, there we go, check that, lock it up again, camera fires, writes to the card. That is lovely. And when I look at that, there's really not a lot of difference in the focus on there. That's lovely. So that is my first shot. As I stand here, I can see that there's another shot over the way, and I'm going to reposition the bottle to get that shot. And again, it's going to be pretty much the same again, but I'm going to jump across in a moment, reposition the bottle, and then once again, I'd say, rather than just keep on going telling you every little last movement, I will pause here and I'll get back to you when we're ready to do that shot. Okay, so here we are, this next shot. The sleet is now coming a bit heavier down towards me. I don't mind, it's quite all right. And the temperature appears to have dropped. Now that could be because I've just got my hands a little bit wet, where what I've done is I have set up the bottle with some water in it for two reasons, really. Obviously you won't be able to tell that sort of from the shot, but what I want in this shot is to, I need to have a bit of stability of the bottle, if you wonder why I'm sort of making jolty sounds, because I'm jumping across water as I talk. So yes, I need the bottle to be stable, but also I want to show that there is some you know, there's water around on the bottle on the outside by this little sort of trickle, well, sort of runoff of water down another bit of a slope. So what I've got is I'm actually kneeling on a Thermarest light seat, which a lot of you will have seen me using. It's kind of insulates me from the ground and stops me hurting my knees on this uneven ground. So then what I'm shooting is right across here, different shot. I've got the bottle in the distance. It's a real long lens shot. I'm shooting it at 200mm. And just worth mentioning, for those that aren't aware of this, big lenses like this, you don't mount the camera to the tripod, you mount the lens, because it gets the centre of gravity right and you don't get unnecessary pressure on the lens mount. Anyway, that said, essentially the same setup, and I'm just going to have a look, frame up here. Now, where am I going? Just making sure that I can easily lock up. The bottle now is essentially kind of using the rule of thirds, and I'll put a link to a Wikipedia page in there about the rule of thirds for you that don't know about it. Basically, it's the rule of thirds is a way to have a really nice balance in a frame compositionally, so that the bottle now falls nicely within the rule of thirds towards the mid to top left of the frame. I'm just trying to get this framing just spot on. Here we go again, using one of those outside focus points. We'll see how it goes. Right, lock that up and make sure the focus is locked. Okay, I've now dialed in, just because of the light, dialed in 0.7 of an f-stop of exposure compensation, just to brighten the picture. We are shooting here at ISO 100, so nice and clean the images. Quick shot at 20th of a second at f10 on this one. And review the picture. That's nice, we've got the movement here. Just going to zoom in, really nice, just the right amount of movement. Okay, I'm not altogether convinced, you know, about how secure this camera is. I'm just going to do a quick test and watch the camera. No, that does appear to be fine. I'm not convinced on the sharpness of the bottle. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to go right sort of the other way. I'm going to go f5.6 at, no, hang on. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick at f11. I'm going to put the ISO up a little bit. Again, back to ISO 400. See what we're getting there. That is giving me 40th of a second. That should be okay. Let's have a quick shot. I'm going to do a quick test. The beauties of digital, of course, is that you can do things like this. There we go. So zoom in. That's a lot sharper now. Good. Lovely and sharp. The water still shows movement. Just going to zoom out again. That bottle is slightly on the wonk, so what I'm going to do is, yes, I could crop and straighten it up after the event, but I actually like the framing, so what I'm doing, I've just walked over, and I'm just going to adjust that, just so it's slightly, standing, the bottle needs to stand a bit straighter. This is where I have to make sure it doesn't go into the water, and just bob off downstream. There we go. Jumping across again. So as you can probably tell, there are lots of sort of fine or little refinements as you go along here, just making sure that the focus is right, making sure that the composition is how you want it. That's looking better. So just go back to the focus again, and I'm just going to make sure that that is as I want it. There we go. Sun is starting to come out a little bit, I think. There we go, we'll just shoot that and review that again. Really nice, got the movement in there, the bottle is looking straighter. Good, there we go. So that I think will do for today with the audio. I hope that's been instructive for you. Just goes to show, what do we take away from this? Well, the conditions may not be perfect, the location is certainly really nice. It's one of those things now, if I have any other items that I want to photograph with a sort of a river setting, I've now found, although I knew that this river was here, I've now found other areas which I didn't know were here. As we look towards the spring and the summer, of course, a lot of this, I would imagine, unless we have a really wet summer, a lot of this is going to dry up. So, you know, is it going to be here in a few months? Who knows? Anyway, for now, though, it's a good spot. It's worth making a note, maybe keep a notebook and, you know, think about all these locations. It's really good. So there we go. I hope that's been of use to you. I hope it's given you another little insight into product photography, outdoors photography. One thing I will just finish on is, with me I've got a load of lighting. I've got a couple of flash guns, some stands, some pocket wizards, some light modifiers, an umbrella and what have you. But I bought that more as a kind of a contingency, because people often feel the need to light pictures, and I think, yes, there are occasions where it's definitely the thing to do. Other times it's creative judgment and you think, okay, maybe try it. But today, given the weather, we've got a bit of a breeze here, how chilly it is, it's not too bad actually. I think maybe it's warming up a fraction. You know, it's one of those things, you just, I didn't feel the need to use it, and I think the pictures look nice and natural and what have you. There's enough depth to them there. So
you know, it's worth having the light, but you shouldn't feel you have to use lighting equipment just because you've got it. So I will leave that there for today. As ever, if you've got any questions about these shots or the technique or the kit that I'm using, let me know. I will be putting out very shortly the review of this water to go filtered bottle. As and when I do that, I'm not sure if it'll go live before this edition of the podcast goes live, but I will link to it in the show notes, of course. So on that note, again, I hope that's been of use to you, and yes, I will catch up with you guys again very, very soon, probably in the cold, in a field, somewhere, as long as it's outdoors, having fun and taking some really nice images that are going to help people promote their products and spread the word.
For more information about the Water2Go filtration system and to see some of the resulting pictures from my exploits, be sure to take a look at the full test review write-up. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.